The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 25th of April, 2008. It's the birthday of the only person ever to have been the head of state of a Republican Great Britain, and that was Oliver Cromwell, who was Lord Protector of the Commonwealth after the execution of Charles I in 1649. Oliver Cromwell, born on this day in 1599, a devout Puritan. It's the birthday of the man who created the elderly rabbit named Uncle Wiggily. That was Howard Garris, born in Binghamton, New York, 1873. He published an Uncle Wiggily story in the Newark News 6 days a week for 37 years. It's the birthday of the novelist Paget Powell, born in Gainesville, Florida, 1952. He was a 20-year-old college student when he admitted to his literature professor that he'd never read anything by Faulkner, which horrified her, and she gave him a copy of Absalom, Absalom, which inspired him to start writing, at first in imitation of Faulkner, and then on his own. Went to graduate school at the University of Houston, where one of his professors was the writer Donald Barthelme, who helped Powell publish his first novel in 1984, Edisto. He's gone on to write more, including A Woman Named Drown, Edisto Revisited, and Mrs. Hollingsworth's Men. It's the birthday of J. Anthony Lucas, born New York City, 1933. Went to Harvard, wrote for the campus newspaper, went on to write for the New York Times. Decided he wanted to write a big important book about a critical social issue in America. And in 1976, saw a photograph of an anti-busing rally in Boston in which white protesters were attacking a black passerby with an American flag. So Lucas decided to write about racial desegregation and how it affected the lives of ordinary people. He spent 3 years interviewing the members of three families in Boston, one lower-class black, one working-class Irish Catholic, one upper-class white liberal family. And finally, after 7 years of research and writing, he came out with Common Ground in 1985, which won the Pulitzer Prize. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Walter de la Mare, born in Kent, England, 1873, known for his fantasy stories and his poems for children. And it's the birthday of the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, born Newport News, Virginia, 1917. Got her start at the age of 16, entered a contest at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. She had a dance routine worked out, and she walked out on stage, and she froze, looking at the audience. A man said, "Well, you're out here, do something." So she sang a popular song called Judy, got a big ovation, and then sang The Object of My Affection. Won the contest, soon after joined Cab Calloway, and then Duke Ellington. The actress Marilyn Monroe did her a big favor. Marilyn Monroe told the owner of the popular nightclub, the Mocambo, that if he booked Ella Fitzgerald, she, Marilyn Monroe, would take a front table every night. The owner did, and Marilyn Monroe did. The press covered it, and after that, Ella Fitzgerald never had to play a small jazz club ever again. Here's a poem for today by Matt Cook, entitled A Girl in Milwaukee and a Girl in Brooklyn. My wife is talking on the phone in Milwaukee to her girlfriend in Brooklyn. But in the middle of all that, my wife has to go pee, and it turns out that the girl in Brooklyn at the very same time also has to go pee. So they discuss this for a moment, and they're both very intelligent people. They decide to set their phones down and go to the bathroom. This was back when people set their phones down. So they do this, and now we have a live telephone line open between Milwaukee and Brooklyn with no one speaking through it for about 2 minutes as a girl in Milwaukee and a girl in Brooklyn go to the bathroom. A poem by Matt Cook, A Girl in Milwaukee and a Girl in Brooklyn, from his collection Eavesdrop Soup, published by Manic D. Press. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.